FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A health workers' union has warned that understaffing in healthcare facilities will continue to put patients' lives at risk if the issue isn't addressed. Nahau in KZN says it's shocked and saddened by the death of a man at a clinic in KwaMashu. The 41-year-old was waiting for treatment outside the CHC polyclinic when he passed away this week. KZN Health says it appears the patient, who had been treated before, had not been in for a checkup for a while and was severely ill. Nahau's Ayanda Zulu says they believe that staff shortages is the issue. He says vacant medical posts need to be filled as soon as possible.
But as the union will wait for the investigation from the side of the department, but we must make it a point that it is now the time that the department implement the nurse-patient ratio so that our members in their majority are not found doing the job of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 nurses.
Itakwini says it's been forced to shut water outlets in the city's northern parts. The municipality says it needs to build up adequate water supplies in its reservoirs. The city is asking residents and businesses to please use water sparingly for now. It says the current demand on Reservoir 2 at Mgeni Otugela's Durban Heights treatment works is significantly higher than the supply. This has left some areas north of Durban without running water or with an intermittent supply. These include Lalusha, Mgeni Park, Umhlanga and Virginia. Itakwini says the outlets were closed last night. Teams will reopen them as soon as the reservoirs reach their optimal levels. And Venice has begun a pilot program to charge day trippers an entry fee, hoping it will discourage travel at peak times. The Italian city has long suffered under the pressure of mass tourism. Visitors entering the UNESCO World Heritage Site for the day have to spend the equivalent of 100 rand on a ticket. Overnight visitors who already pay a tourist tax will be exempt, as will minors under the age of 14. But not everyone is happy. Some residents plan on staging protests against a measure they say curbs the right to freedom of movement. A recap of our lead story, a health workers' union has warned that understaffing in healthcare facilities will continue to put patients' lives at risk if the issue isn't addressed. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.